The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today, for many mothers around the world, a baby is the most precious possession of their life. But as their babies grow, these mothers are faced with a life or death choice. Children must have water to live, but drinking contaminated water can eventually take their life. Find out how you can help these mothers to never have to make that deadly choice. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Betty Robinson and my husband James, and we're here today, kind of serious to begin with, because we're going to ask for your help to give life to those that, without your help, their lives may be shortened very soon in very young age.
You know, Betty, we, not too many weeks back, we not only did celebrate Betty's birthday, we had actually three grandchildren that were born in November, and Betty was born in November. She was actually born the day that ultimately President Kennedy was shot and killed here in our own metroplex in our great state. It breaks my heart. But something else we talked about the week of Betty's birthday, the day after the birthday of our oldest grandson, who will be married in a few weeks, Luke, the day after his birthday, we celebrated the 41st birthday of our miracle baby, who was celebrating that 41st birthday. As so many of her friends said on their Facebook pages and in sweet text to us, Robin is celebrating her birthday with Jesus in heaven. I'm so glad that our daughter is alive forever. I'm so glad that she knew the source of life and she loved life. And we do too. And we not only love our children and grandchildren, Jesus loves the little children of the world. Betty, do you remember when we first went to the mission field? You started singing that song.
It's still true today. You know, he does. He loves every one of them. Just as we, even more so than we can even understand as parents ourselves, we know how much we love our children. Well, the precious mothers that we see and we show you, their children are dying, and they love their children like we love our children. Their hearts break like our hearts break. They'll do anything for them as we would do anything for our children, but they can do nothing else, but we can. Where they can't, we can. You can.
You know, sometimes I find myself wanting to apologize for not being able to control my emotion, but I can. I'd like to think love does. It's not just, you know, missing our beautiful girl. It really is the children of the world, the hurt that people have, that we witness as we've traveled all over the world to tell people that God loves them and to try to show them the love, not just talk. It talks really cheap when it comes to life and giving it in place of death. You know, we try to help people. And I'll spend the rest of my life trying to teach people in the advanced countries like America and Europe and Canada and other advanced nations that we need to learn how to really care for one another and not depend on some form of Pharaoh. We need to really get involved, all of us. Quit handing off the responsibility and just letting money be thrown at a target that they never really hit. Create more irresponsibility and less personal value or accountability. I want us to focus with love on meeting needs. And we've been able to do that through our mission outreaches. We've been able to do it with our water well drilling program, Water for Life. We're asking God to let us drill another 500 wells this year to save people's children's lives the way we would want our children to be saved from whatever it was that attacked the preciousness of their life. We're sending the Awaken Now conference tapes of perhaps one of the greatest conferences in my 50 years of ministry. When you hear great preachers like our pastor, Robert Morris, you'll hear Betty and me share our hearts. You'll hear Governor Huckabee. You'll hear Beth Moore and Christine Kane and Lisa Bevere, really anointed teachers. You will hear Dr. Ben Carson, a noted neurosurgeon, Andy Andrews, who's very popular, many anointed pastors and preachers who preached us into great awakenings in the past. Beth Moore said, "Who are some of these?" When she heard Mark Rutland, she said, "My goodness, what a preacher." I said, "Yes, Beth, what a preacher." So often we don't really know each other. Well, this Awaken Now conference will bless you beyond measure. But what we're asking you to do, as directly and personally as we can, we're asking you to remove the heartache and the pain that comes that Betty and I have experienced losing a child. You can stop the process. It's not wishful thinking. It's not trying something you hope works. It's doing something we know works. You're going to look at the beautiful faces of mothers and their little babies, their children, babies' faces. And you're going to see their joy. And by the way, in impoverished countries, there's no greater joy to a person than a child. They don't have the forms of entertainment we have. Their baby is their joy. And so often they lose that precious little one. We can stop the process, the death cycle. I want you to look at these beautiful faces. And then I want you to face an awesome reality where you can be the wonderful answer to the challenge.
Such innocence. Such helplessness. They didn't choose when or where they would enter this world, or the circumstances that would meet them. Born into uncertainty, into scarcity, in the womb, they were nourished. And for as long as possible, they find this too in the arms of those who bore them, drinking in love at their mother's breast. They wander little from this dependence, for it's a powerful force, this love, this sustenance. And for a time, it is enough. But then arrives the day when it no longer is. And their bodies, immune systems, still young and weak, are introduced to a poison. Diseases, born in their only water available. Water, stagnant and shared with animals, contaminated and lethal. Their systems are shocked, attacked and assaulted. And love finds its limit as a mother's care is undone by a substance meant to sustain. The simplicity of clean water offers life in such abundance. Though it's something to which we give almost no thought at all, water, clean water for these mothers, is everything. Because what they hold in their arms is their everything.
Boy, Betty, aren't they beautiful? I guess we'll have some great grandbabies here pretty soon. Got a couple of our grandchildren getting married. Of course, I told our grandson who's about to get married. I said, I don't have to wait for great-grandchildren. We got 11 great-grandchildren because all of our 11 grandchildren we think are great. But you know, when you look at those little babies, they're so precious. They're so beautiful. And yet, maybe we see the reality when we saw the ones that were sick and the mothers going down there with that little baby and reaching down to get what they have to live a few more days because you can't live without it. And they're taking water that's actually taking disease into their system. It breaks my heart.
And they know that that's going to hurt their child.
But they can't do anything about it.
They cannot do anything about it. But still, the fact is there. That's the only source that they have. But we have an opportunity to give them another source, James.
Well, I want to thank all of you who watch us and you hear us talking about needs. And you don't just automatically go channel surfing and go somewhere else or walk out of the room. I don't know if it'll ever be possible. Maybe someday we could figure out some way to host a meeting where I could take the hand of every person who's ever reached out with a caring hand to say, let me assist somebody. Let me help a missionary. Let me help you. Let me help them. And to be able to say thank you, how special you are. I mean, I try to make it as personal as I can, you know, like to just look you right in the eyes and say, thank you. You are so important. You may feel overlooked yourself. I pray you don't, because you are so very important. But the fact is, you are making others feel important by letting them know they are noticed by God and He's expressing His love through you. Thank you for not turning away. Thank you for not looking at pain and a challenge and being indifferent or just looking at something else. You literally reach out with love and you touch someone with love. We're asking you today to join us drilling another 500 water wells in 12 nations. I pray we exceed that. I pray there's someone watching today who will not only give a well, but maybe five wells because you've been blessed and you can do it. Once a man heard me say there might be someone here tonight who could drill 10 wells. And sure enough, he turned to his wife and said, honey, we can drill 10 wells. He gave a check that night for $48,000. Believe me, I still remember that. Well, you never know what someone can do. You do what you can and what God puts on your heart. But there are many of you watching who could drill a well as a couple, an individual, as a Bible study group. Even children go to work and raise the money to drill a well. But remember this. $48 gives 10 people water the rest of their life. There's probably not a person watching who couldn't do that. It might be a sacrifice, but you'll be giving life. $144 gives 30 people water for life. We have some beautiful gifts that we want to send you from the Awaken Now Conference, the CDs, DVDs, and a transcript. We have a beautiful glass sculpture, the blessing, that we want to send to you for being a blessing and giving water. Jesus said, you just give a cup of water in my name, you won't lose your reward. Let Him determine the reward. Don't try to figure it out. You're going to be giving a blessing and a reward to the people you give water to. You're going to give them a chance at life. Would you dial that number, take your bank card right now, make the best gift you can, or go to lifetoday.org and make the gift? You can do it now. Thank you for doing that. If you write a check, make it to Life. You plan to mail it, please do. But call us and tell us what you're mailing, because we've got to let those drilling the wells who work with us and the missionaries know a well's coming to your area because it was paid for by you in love. Thank you for making that call, for going online, for making the gift.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice: drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request the Awaken Now audio series, a once-in-a-lifetime gathering of 23 anointed speakers proclaiming a powerful message for every believer in God's kingdom. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Awaken Now on both audio and video, along with the companion book containing the speaker's sermons and encouraging messages. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request our new commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Cambodia's history is a rich one, but 1975 brought four of its darkest years imaginable. Cities were emptied and innocent millions murdered as a maniacal dictator tried to reset Cambodia to what he called Year Zero. Families were torn apart and lives left in ruin. Recovery has not come easy. Samnung remembers. His whole family was killed and everything lost. Today, in this land, the suffering continues. Families are torn apart and lives left in ruin. But no longer from communism or dictatorship. It's waterborne diseases. Once again, Samnung risked losing his whole family, but this time to waterborne diseases. How can you forget your past when you aren't promised a future?
Boy, you know, Betty, we've seen that. Somebody showing us a picture. You remember in Central America when the mother showed us the only picture she had of her, yeah, of her precious baby, her child. I know how we can stop it. But there are some diseases that we don't know the cure for. You know, Betty and I get wonderful appeals. We don't chunk them. I hope when I write you that you don't ever take that and cast it aside like, well, there's another appeal letter from James. If you only knew how much prayer and love and focus goes into just writing you about a challenge we can meet or a need we can meet or a miracle we can be a part of, you wouldn't just toss it. When Betty and I hear from St. Jude's, we help them, and they know it. You know it. There at St. Jude's, because they're trying to not only save little children, they're trying to find a way to save them. And they'll oftentimes ask us to contribute to try to find a cure for some particular type of childhood disease or cancer. But Betty, with the children we're talking about, we know the cure. It's water. It's just literally what Jesus said, give a cup of water in my name. He said, I'm the water of life. You have to have water to live. You have to have me to really experience life in all of its fullness and its glory and its beauty and grace. But if you give a cup of water in my name, and that's how we give it. We give it in His name. We don't give it in the name of the United States or the state of Texas. We give it in the name of Jesus. And we tell people about Jesus. Our missionaries win people to Christ. And we don't go in like we're trying to make them a part of our little religious group. We go on to love them right where they are. And we win their confidence because we show them love before we tell them about the source of love. And it works. Nothing helps like water. Water for life. A cup of water we can tell them about the water of life, Jesus, and about the source and inspiration of the love that gave them a water well. That's what I'm asking you to express, that love, by dialing the number, taking your bank card and making the largest check you can. If there's any way you can give $4,800 and drill a well, please do it. Father, I pray every person who can will, and they'll do it joyfully. In Jesus' name. Paul said, God loves a cheerful, a hilarious giver. Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. Giving is, in essence, receiving the blessing of doing it to bless others and to see the effect of that love, saving lives and giving people hope, and especially when you point them to the hope that's found in Christ. Would you dial the number, take your bank card and use it? Use it like a check. That's how you should always use them. Go online. You can use it there, lifetoday.org. If you write a check, and there are many who do, make it to Life. But call us and tell us it's going in the mail today. Thank you for doing that. We have some beautiful gifts to send you. The Awaken Now Conference, you're going to love these speakers. You can't always go to a meeting where the presence of God is manifest and great communicators telling His story in power. Well, you can go to this one. You can see it on DVD and be there. You could even play these in your Bible studies, Sunday school classes, or in the whole church auditorium. You will not regret it. It'd give your pastor a little rest and inspiration. Let him listen to some of these speakers. Make that special gift. Please go to the phone or go online and make the gift God put on your heart.
Every day, millions of children are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. The good news is there is a solution. Mission Water for Life is one of the most exciting and viable demonstrations of God's love in the world today. Suffering can end because clean water changes everything. With your gift today, we can establish and drill 500 new water wells for remote villages in over 12 different nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, be sure to request the Awaken Now audio series, a once-in-a-lifetime gathering of 23 anointed speakers proclaiming a powerful message for every believer in God's kingdom. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request Awaken Now on both audio and video, along with the companion book containing the speaker's sermons and encouraging messages. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request our new commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
Friendship, though it can be stated many ways, the idea is one which is universally celebrated. A loyal companion, a trusted ally, a cherished playmate. For these children born into crippling poverty, the comfort of a best friend is all they have to look forward to each day. And although today may be spent fighting imaginary foes, a very real enemy, contaminated water, looms over the friends they hold so dear. Because for these children, the water they drink today means one of them might not see tomorrow. It's a tragedy to think that a friend's life could be taken by the water selflessly shared with one another. But by providing these children with fresh, clean drinking water, you could be the friend that helps to save their lives.
I hope you'll ask for the glass sculpture, the blessing. I say that it is very difficult to tell whether he's reaching out to help or reaching out to receive, maybe to get water. We'll also send you the Awaken Now conference tapes. I hope you get them on DVD as well as CD and the transcript. But we are sending the CDs for any gift. And as I say many times, you're giving the greatest gift, you're giving life. Thank you so much for doing it. Thanks for watching. Thanks for having a part in saving lives and changing lives.
But when you look around at the water in front of me, you can see that it is a source of water that is not life-giving. It's so heartbreaking to see some place that is so peaceful, yet is producing such death. It makes you sit back and think, like, what could I do to change this situation? Like, there's got to be a solution. There has to be a solution. And the beautiful thing is that we know that there is a solution, and we have people on the ground right now that can make a difference, but we can't do it ourselves. We need you. If we could come in and drill a well for these people, it would serve over 1,000 people. 1,000 people, one water well. So I'm asking you today, if you would partner with me and do whatever you can, anything will help. Go to the phones, go online. And don't hesitate. I mean, the problem is here and the solution is here. They're both here, but we need you to help. Please, won't you do something today?
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.